Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Energy is all there is. The topic today is energy medicine for joy and radiant living. The past 13 weeks were a pilot program for the show Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. Together with 13 guests, I introduced and discussed the 9 different energy systems in the energy body. These energy systems are not only responsible for your survival, but also your optimal health. My guests explain simple techniques or exercises to use to activate or relax different energy systems to activate joy or reduce stress. Most guests discovered energy medicine because of their own health issues. All my guests explained how energy medicine has transformed their lives. The last few shows illustrated how energy medicine optimizes the immune, lymphatic, circulation, and nervous systems. In addition, we discussed how energy medicine and energy psychology could be used in psychotherapy. We also discussed the science behind the law of attraction energy and how energy medicine can be used for thriving, not just surviving, by focusing on emotional and mental health issues. Where do we go from here? Since my contract for the radio show has been renewed for a year, it is time for me to tell you how I got into energy medicine and what I plan for future radio shows. I would like to connect to you by sharing my story, which will hopefully inspire you to trust and let go. I would like you to know and understand me so you know what kind of programs to expect in this next year. I want you to know how energy medicine has transformed my life. I now understand how anything is possible. Anything is possible for all of us. My theme for the new show is going to be Live Radiantly. I also decided to brand myself as the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine has really helped me to connect to a deeper part of me and has enabled me to feel radiant and be radiant. And my wish is for everyone to live radiantly. Radiate your true self, your true authentic self. Radiate love and joy. Radiate your passion. So who am I? Well, just to show you how dramatically I have changed my life in the last few years, I received a PhD in microbiology at Vanderbilt School of Medicine. For the past 21 years, I worked in Vaccine Research Division of a pharmaceutical company. I studied viruses and bacteria to produce safe and effective vaccines to prevent disease. I wanted to do something in research that benefited others. I started at Letterly, which became American Home Products, which became Wyeth, and then became Pfizer. At the end of 2011, I started my own business called Optimal Health and Wellness Center, LLC. And for those of you who have checked out my website, know that it is still under construction or reconstruction. But in the not too distant future, I hope that you will be able to see that my center is focused on holistic healing of the mind, body, and spirit. The mind, body, and spirit are all connected. My ultimate objective is to inspire people to transform their physical and energetic health and create the life of their dreams. So why optimal health? I would like to step back and tell two main reasons why I think I was led to a modality that would enhance my understanding and provide new avenues for optimal health. The first reason was that I was in a loving, caring relationship with a man who died of colon cancer about 3 or 4 years after we met. And I felt very frustrated because I didn't know how to help him through the last stages of the disease. After Michael died, I decided to research and find out ways to become healthy, but not just barely healthy. I wanted to learn how to be optimally healthy. And I decided that I wanted to share that information with the world. Another reason was my son. My son was struggling with an issue in high school, and the doctors recommended that he take a medication. But he didn't want to take that medication. I researched the internet and became convinced that there were alternative or complementary modalities that could help him and others like him. The body is really made to heal itself, and this is a basic principle of energy medicine. So as I learned that there were many possibilities to try for different ailments, physical ailments, and they're also based on scientific evidence, even though they haven't been researched and clearly documented in medical journals. But that doesn't mean that we should just ignore them and not look into them and seeing how they could benefit us. So just to sum up this part, so I had a previous intention of discovering alternative ways to health and optimal health. So why energy medicine? That is an interesting story. A few years after Mike died, my daughter Katie was in graduate school and my son Bill was in college. I began thinking about my life and what I wanted to do. I felt for the first time in decades that I had freedom. I could now focus on my life and my needs. So I started to pray about serving others in a new way. I could go anywhere and do anything. I mean, I really felt totally liberated. And I thought, I have to take advantage of this freedom. But I wanted to know what God's will was for me at this time of my life. I didn't receive any answer for quite some time, even though I kept praying the same prayer. I was available. I was ready to make a difference in the world. I wanted to serve others for the greater good. Still no answer. So I decided to start to search the internet for opportunities because I thought that the best use of my life was to help transfer vaccine research technology to a developing country or be a missionary. I checked out opportunities for Fulbright and Rhodes scholarships, opportunities at the United Nations and Save the Children, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and programs like Doctors and Scientists Across Borders. Nothing, absolutely nothing jumped out at me as a possibility for someone with my credentials. Nothing. So I stopped and I reflected and I realized that I was pushing to make something happen, that my ego had got in the way of receiving inspiration. I needed to trust so I would get their inspiration from God or my higher self. So I literally stopped searching and decided that I would find out when I needed to find out. The time that I needed to find out was in the spring of 2010. Several people in my life at relatively the same time told me about their interest in energy healing work. One was a good college friend, and the other person was a mentor of mine. Actually, Janine Dietrich, my guest on the show, The Science Behind the Law of Attraction Energy. And I also remembered a profound experience I had had years before with Reiki. So I decided to learn more about energy medicine. I ordered an energy medicine kit, a small box that cost about $20. The kit was delivered to my house on a Tuesday in mid-April. I opened the box and started to look at the contents. It looked interesting, very different than I had expected. And then I looked at a program list that had been included in the larger package. The list included training programs and classes for the next 6 months or so. The organizers, Donna Eden and David Feinstein, were going to Norway, Wales, Australia. But that next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they were going to be leading a workshop in New York City, just a few miles from where I live in Bergen County, New Jersey. At the moment of realizing the significance of the timing, I felt an energetic shift in my body or energy body. I was supposed to pay attention to that significance. My energy and excitement soared. I got on the phone and got a ticket for the weekend workshop with Donna Eden and David Feinstein. That weekend transformed my life. I witnessed energy testing for the first time, and I witnessed such simple but powerful corrections that impacted people's energy systems. I was in awe as I witnessed and madly scribbled down my observations. During that weekend, I found out that there was an energy medicine certification program. It was a 2-year program, and it started at the beginning of May, less than 2 weeks from that day. The prerequisite for the certification program was attendance at a 5-day program. Well, I hadn't attended a 5-day program, nor could I attend a 5-day program between that time and the start of the certification program. So I dismissed the idea of starting the certification program that year. But something kept nudging me. I couldn't accept that I couldn't attend the certification program this year. And this went on several days. I kept getting a nudge. Then I would remind myself that I needed to have attended a 5-day program before I could register for the certification program. It was as if a force inside or outside me was telling me to take action. So finally, I decided to call the company InnerSource and explain the situation. I was so glad I had those nudges because they told me that if I bought a set of DVDs from a 5-day program and agreed to take a test, then I could register for the certification program. Smiling big, I told them I would buy the DVDs and I agreed to take the test. They signed me up. I got a plane ticket, and InnerSource arranged for me to have a roommate at the hotel to cut down my expenses. I realized then how easily all that transpired in a matter of minutes. The problem was solved, and I got my dream without any struggle. Up to that point, my life had seemed like an uphill battle, or it seemed I was always forcing myself to climb over obstacles or find a way around obstacles. I finally understood what it meant to live in flow. And when I started to pay attention to signs and nudges in my life, things started to work better. Things started getting easier for me. I realized that I was on target for God's will for me. I was in alignment, and I began to trust in so many ways that this was my new path. It brought joy and new opportunities into my life. For the past 2 years, I have been studying energy medicine, and I just got certified in February. And now I focus on working with people's energies as a pathway to optimal health. I partner with my clients, empowering them to do the techniques and exercises to maintain the energetic balance after our session together. I love this part of the work, the partnership. People are empowered to take control of their health. People that take their homework seriously always tell me how great they feel. I feel very blessed to have this knowledge to share with my clients. Okay, so it's time to take a break, and I'll be right back after this commercial.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. A child's readiness to learn is sometimes affected by sensory integration disorders or developmental delays. Occupational therapy interventions can help children and adults diagnosed with these challenges to move ahead at home and at school, in their work and in their play. Tune in to Focus Point Review with host occupational therapist Maureen Palmer, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness. You will hear how the lives of children and adults have been changed through the effective use of life-changing interventions.
The largest syndicated alternative health talk program has come to the Voice America Network. The Dr. Bob Martin Show is the program that will answer your health questions and help you to heal your own body of many different ailments. Each week, you'll hear the answers that Dr. Bob gives to his callers that help them to be their own doctor most of the time. We'll also discuss developments on the healthcare front and what you need to do to keep your body in top form. The Dr. Bob Martin Show airs Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
And we're back again with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. So, my path to Voice America and this radio show. I interpret my getting discovered by Voice America for this radio show was another way the universe was leading me to get the word out about energy medicine. It was my intention to use the knowledge of energy medicine to share with the world, but in practical terms. I was thinking about teaching Introduction to Energy Medicine workshops to small groups in my home. When my executive producer at Voice America, Audrey Gubick, called to tell me that Voice America wanted me to do a radio show, I was literally flabbergasted. "You want me to do a radio show?" I thought, incredulous. Of course, I probably act as if I got calls like this every day. Then I told her I would have to think about it and I would call her back the next day. Then I realized that it was a part of the plan for me to tell the world about energy medicine. Now you know why the show is called Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. Ever since I started to do the daily energy routine, I have felt more energetic, more balanced, and more joyful. I literally feel unstoppable. So I called my executive producer back, and the rest is history in terms of the show. What I didn't anticipate is that so many of you would listen to the show. To tell the truth, I have never even thought about who would listen. I just designed the programs to educate, and I invited really dynamic people to share the energy medicine story with me. I hope that you have learned some very impactful ways to bring balance to your energy systems. Please let me know what techniques you have used and what has worked for you. Remember, you can always go back and listen to the archive shows. There is an MP3 file that you can download onto your MP3 player or iPod. And the shows are also available on iTunes. But now I have signed a contract with Voice America for a year. I have decided to take a new but similar path for the shows. What is important to me is what energy medicine has to offer people. Energy medicine can transform your health. When your energy systems are balanced and your organs are getting appropriate levels of energy for optimal functioning, you really are a well-tuned machine. When your radiant circuits are activated, you feel more joy in your life. And this is what I want for everyone. You will have more energy reserves and be able to do so much more when you feel good. You'll also be able to radiate love and joy to the world. I need it. You need it. The world needs more love and joy and higher energy. Let me tell you the story of my aha moment with love and joy. I was listening to a program with Adelaide O'Dunton, and she was interviewing Dr. Alex Lloyd, the author of two books, The Healing Codes and The Healing Code. And this was during her wellness revolution. Dr. Lloyd was telling a story about how most people do not know what they really want in life. And he went about to prove it to us. He asked the listeners three questions, the same three questions he had asked many audiences over the years, where he established that something like 99% of people do not know what they really want in life. Actually, let me demonstrate with you. Please do this exercise with me right now, and you may discover something very significant about yourself and what you really want in life. So go get a pencil and paper. I will wait a minute for you to get this together. Okay, before I start, I just want to clarify something. Don't filter your answers. Just write down the first thing that comes to your mind. Otherwise, this won't work. I want you to have a similar aha moment like I did when I took this test with Dr. Alex Lloyd. Okay, I hope you're back with your pencil and paper. The first question is, what do you want in life right now, this minute? Imagine that a genie is standing in front of you and asks you this question, and he has the potential to give you what you really want this minute. Just write down the first thing that comes from your gut or from your heart. No one else has to know this answer. Okay? The second question is, how will that benefit you? Or what will it do for you? Again, just write down the first thing that comes to you. It's best not to overanalyze this or predict what you think it should be. It won't work if you aren't completely honest with these answers. Okay. The third question is, how will that make you feel? How will that make you feel? Again, write down the first thing that comes to your mind. Well, surprisingly, Dr. Lloyd says that what you really want is the answer to question three. That is what you really want in life. With most people, the answer to the first question is something external, but the answer to the third question is something internal. The laws of nature are such that if you achieve the inner state, you will get the external things. The answer to question three for me was love and joy. I don't even know or can't even conceive of what the answers were for questions one and two anymore, because from that moment on, I started to realize that radiating love and joy was what I wanted most in life. I want to radiate the love and joy that I receive from God or Buddha or Allah or Source or the highest self, whatever you want to call divine spirit. This simple exercise really awakened me to my real purpose. It literally changed the way I live my life. I am hoping that you too have had an aha moment from realizing that your answer to question three is really what you want in life. Please feel free to write and tell me. I would love to know how this worked or didn't work for you. So when I realized that what I really wanted in life was love and joy, then it became necessary to change my values and let go. I was also reading Eckhart Tolle's book, Silence Speaks, at that time. He has a whole section of reducing ego and getting out of the way of living in the moment and living in flow. So what does all this have to do with the future radio shows? Well, I am hoping that everyone can live most of their life in joy. This is so important to me, and I want to help people reach this state. I want people to know that it's possible. In several of the first 13 shows, I pointed out, or my guests discussed, the map of consciousness as calibrated by Dr. David Hawkins. Dr. Hawkins was an MD and psychiatrist who calibrated the energy level of different emotions and discovered that 87% of people are living at the emotional level of less than 200 out of a possible 1,000. They are living lives of quiet desperation, as quoted by, I think, Henry Thoreau. If this means you, I want you to get onto a new path, a new way of living, because I can relate to living a life of quiet desperation as I struggled with the full responsibility of raising my two children by myself from the time they were 1 and 5 years old. That was tough. But the turning point in my life was when I realized that I had freedom to think about my life once I thought that my kids were launched and they more or less were on their own. But you don't have to wait until your kids are living on their own to become who you really were meant to be. I want to help raise your vibration and level of consciousness. Dr. David Hawkins and his map of consciousness work is so relevant to my purpose and objective. He studied the energy of different emotions. It took him 3 decades to do this, and he writes about it in his book, Power Versus Force. Great book. Anyway, he calibrates the emotions with arbitrary units from 0 to 1,000. Shame is calibrated at 20, guilt at 30, apathy at 50, grief at 75, and fear at 100. Dr. Hawkins described in his research that 87% of the people he tested were living at energetic levels or emotional states less than 200. Courage is calibrated at 200. Below courage is a pride at 150. Anger is at 150 and desire is at 125. My goal is to facilitate or inspire people to be living at the highest vibrational states, which are enlightenment at 700 to 1,000, peace at 600, joy at 540, and love at 500. And you're probably curious as to the emotional states between 500 and 200. So starting at 250 is neutrality, willingness is 310, acceptance at 350, reason at 400, then love again, 500. Now, gratitude. As I'm thinking about this, I don't see gratitude listed on Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness, which really surprises me. I think gratitude should be right up there with joy, don't you? When we are filled with gratitude, our energy feels higher, doesn't it? I think gratitude is key to living a grace-filled life. I mean a life in which you only notice what you have in life and are truly grateful for what that is. The more we focus on what we have in a positive way, the more we get what we have. This is the law of attraction. The more we notice, the more we manifest. It is simple math, really. But if you change your thinking to that of living in abundance, you see abundance everywhere. You no longer comprehend lack. You don't even notice what you don't have because you're so focused on the wonder and beauty of what you do have. You simply don't have the eyes or the ability to see anything else. This is an absolutely incredible, amazing way to live, and I recommend it highly. It all starts with being grateful and filling yourself with gratitude until it becomes pervasive, a way of being that raises your energy levels and vibration. And as Lao Tzu says, when you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. In his book, The Power of Intention, Wayne Dyer has a chapter entitled, "It is my intention to feel successful and attract abundance into my life." Wayne Dyer coined the phrase, "Change the way you look at things and the things you look at change." He discusses that this is one of his secrets for feeling successful and attracting bountiful abundance. He uses this axiom every single day, "Change the way you look at things and the things you look at change." This axiom can be a powerful tool to bring intention of success and abundance into your life. Dr. Dyer further explains that the field of intention, or the universal all-creating field of intention, is constantly giving. It knows no bounds to giving. It continually converts pure formless spirit into a myriad of material forms. This field of intention gives in limitless supplies. There is no concept of scarcity. Essentially, these are two points about the universal's mind, natural abundance. The first is that it is perpetually and constantly giving. And the second is that it offers everything in infinite supply. So what would happen if you develop these same attributes? If you were in a state of serving and giving, you would then be in harmony with the universe. Harmony with the universe. The universe, the universal mind, only flows in harmony with this nature. Don't you think that you would be fulfilling your own personal intention to live successfully and attract abundance into your life? As Wayne Dyer points out, if you feel that what you intend to manifest has already manifested, you are unified with your intention. You will be in the presence of that all-creating field of intention. As an aside here, this is the power of visualizing what you want. Visualization with emotion also brings you into harmony with the field of intention. Dr. Dyer stresses that you can't come from shortage or scarcity or even wanting. You must come from the same attributes as that which allows everything. Allowing is a critical word here. If the universe is based on energy and attraction, this means that energy, everything is vibrating to or at a particular frequency. When that frequency with which you're vibrating is in contradiction with the frequency of the universal supply, you create resistance. This resistance limits the flow of abundance into your life. Your individual vibrations are the key to understanding the art of allowing. The non-harmonious vibrations are largely your thoughts and feelings. Thoughts that emphasize what you don't believe you deserve set up a contradiction in energy. That contradiction puts a stop to a hooking up with identical energy vibrations, and you've created a field of disallowing. Remember, it is always about being in harmony with the field of intention, source, your higher self, or divine spirit. Your thoughts can either emerge from a beingness that is in rapport with intention or in contradiction with it. One thing that will help one move toward harmony with the universe is to change your thoughts. You can start by saying, I am success. I am abundance. The more you say these phrases, the more you will believe that it's true. The more you believe that you are success and abundance, the more you will be in harmony with the all-creating universe, and it will do the only thing it knows how to do. It will be endlessly giving and forthcoming with that which has no resistance. You! As you practice allowing and living the faith of least resistance, success is no longer something you choose. It's something that you are. Abundance no longer eludes you. You are it, and it is you. It flows unimpeded to you. Looks like we need another commercial break. I'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections featuring Dr. Adam Rubinstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic. From skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty, you'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubinstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You're back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. So we're going to talk about surrendering and letting go now. So often we think we know what is best for us and our families, and nothing can be further from the truth, at least in my experience. When we push on with our own agendas, we fail to observe the inspirations or nudges from the universe. We often fail to see the obstacles and challenges in life that are actually wonderful learning opportunities. They are true opportunities for personal growth and development. I hope that you will be inspired to stay open to opportunities and new beginnings. Most of the time, the universe sees potential in us that we don't see in ourselves. If we realize that we are protected by the universe, illuminated by the light of the universe, and empowered by the universe, it is easier to take the steps to act on inspirations and to forge a new pathway or change directions of our journey. The new path and new journey will be well lit for you if you trust and have faith. So let go of the ego that tends to inhibit the flow of abundance into our lives. Let go of the ego that betrays and negates who we really are. Let go of the ego which focuses on the material external things rather than developing a rich internal state, which can be your light to the world. Peace. One of the issues in our society today is stress. I'd like to focus on peace in future shows. We get so tied up in the craziness of life, the deadlines, activities that we don't have time to slow down, center ourselves, and tap into inspiration. Deep breathing is a good technique that helps one slow down and recapture ourselves. In my prior life, just a few years ago, I was going full steam ahead towards something that turned out not to be an important value of mine at all. And I thought that I was doing what I should be doing, or maybe I was following others, but I was not doing what fed my soul, what fulfilled me, or what brought me joy. And I was stressed out doing it, pushing for the next step and trying hard to get somewhere that really didn't matter, all because I was caught up in it, that I couldn't see the forest through the trees. But now that I'm self-employed, I spend time every day centering myself and being sure what my purpose is today and for the week, the month, and the year. I stay tuned into what my goals are and what I need to do today to achieve them. I have a lot to do, don't get me wrong, but for once in my life, I am not going in the wrong direction at a fast and frenetic pace. I have slowed down and I thoughtfully focus on living a peace-filled, stress-free life. It is my intention every day to thoughtfully approach each new day with awe and wonder and be clear about how to use my time wisely and efficiently. I know this new approach to life has enhanced my health and given me the emotional space to think through the steps of what I really need to do to move my mission forward effectively. So for the radio show, I am in the process of looking for people who have new and interesting insights in health or optimal health, people who have insights or secrets on living radiantly or living joy-filled lives. The focus or the core of all these shows will be energy medicine or what I have learned from energy medicine or what energy medicine can do for you. This focus will inspire you to be in harmony with the intention, with the field of intention and divine spirit. Because I really want to emphasize that energy medicine can lead you to joy. And I believe this is because when you are well energized machines, you will feel terrific. It is much easier to feel joy when you feel great than when you are tired, overwhelmed, and struggling, stressed out. And you know, you get the picture. Since energy medicine can lead you to joy, and this is further affirmed if you ever meet or hear Donna Eden. She is the most joyous person I have ever known, and I think all other energy medicine practitioners feels the same way. Since she has several decades on most of us with doing energy medicine, I fully intend to be as joyful as Donna in a few decades, if not sooner. I'm certainly more joyful after 2 years of doing energy medicine than when I started. I am a witness to a miraculous change. And I want to be a messenger for change in the world. I want to teach as many people as I can about how to be in harmony with the divine and receive all blessings in abundance. I want to inspire you to act on inspirations, knowing that you are being led to serve others for the greater good. Trust and follow the inspirations, and your life will bloom into a beautiful flower, giving out beauty and goodness, joy and love for all to share. Just like a flower. Do you know what happens when you feel so filled with joy? You can't help but radiate joy to others. That is what I'm hoping for all of you. Oh, another point I want to mention here is that you can't give away what you don't have. So if you don't have joy within you, you certainly cannot share joy with others. I have found that to be a significant way of looking at things. I want to be so filled with joy and love so that love and joy are the only things that I radiate out to the world. Sharing love and joy with others and the world is one of the basic principles of a meaningful life. Honor, love, and respect each other. See the beauty and goodness in each person and send them love without judgment. This is one way to create miracles in our lives. Marianne Williamson wrote two books, Everyday Grace and The Age of Miracles, and I go back to them from time to time for inspiration. She states that we are entitled to the pleasures of everyday grace. With an attitude of hope, a call to forgive, a celebration of miracles is a way of living radiantly. No matter what our circumstances, where we are, what we are doing, there is an opportunity to be happiness. An opportunity to be happy. Happiness is a choice. It is something we can choose every day. We are really responsible for everything that happens in our lives. I know it's easier to blame others or circumstances, but what is going on in our lives is ultimately our responsibility. We can make new choices every day. This responsibility really should empower us rather than depower us. If that's a word, I don't think it is, but I'll use it anyway because it should be a word. Yeah, depower us when we realize to our core that we have the power to change our thoughts, our lives will change and miracles can happen. This is truly a gift. But I know that everybody is not ready to hear this message as it is intended. So I've already sort of discussed the new branding for the show. So my new theme is really how to experience joy and how to radiate joy. And because of that, I'm now branded myself as the Radiant Energy Doctor. You might remember the energy system I discussed with Risa Hearn, the radiant circuits, the joy generators. And when they're activated, it's very difficult to feel sad or depressed or to be negative. So I'd like to change my email address for you to be the Radiant Energy Doctor. Actually, it's just radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. So Radiant Energy Doctor, radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Please feel free to write me at this email address if you have any comments on the show or if you have any ideas for future shows. I am open. I will assume that your note is an inspiration from the universe. So live radiantly. That's my new call to action. Since I am feeling abundant joy just telling you about living radiantly, I am tapping my third eye. Your third eye is just above the bridge of your nose on the forehead. And when you tap on the third eye, you are affirming that you want more of these moments in life. I'm affirming that I want more joy, that I want more opportunities to share joy in my life. So tap away if this tapping concept resonates with you in any way. Besides energy medicine, clearing limiting beliefs can really transform your life. And I had developed the limiting belief that life was difficult. I was always taking the road less traveled. I developed strength because I learned to climb over all the hurdles and get around all the obstacles. I was always tired and pushing to do more and more. I had my ladder on the wrong wall, so to speak. And there's a great book that I read about a year ago by Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's a scientist, actually a cell biologist. And he discovered that the environment has more control over your life and your health than your genes. He's essentially responsible for a new field of study called epigenetics. He believes that your DNA or genes are just a blueprint for the environment to express the genes. The environment that he focuses on is in your mind, your thoughts. Your thoughts control your biology. I was fascinated with this book, to say the least. He paralleled this scientific discovery with what was happening in his personal life. He discovered that his thoughts affected his health and what happened in his health. When you change your thoughts, you can change what you attract into your life. And this is the law of attraction. So yes, you can choose your thoughts. And yes, you can attract things you want in your life that have similar energies. Like attracts like. Now, going back to limiting beliefs, false or limiting beliefs exist in your subconscious mind. Most people are not even aware of the limiting beliefs or that they have them. Your limiting beliefs have everything to do with your behavior, the way you feel about yourself, with your success, with living to your highest potential. When you have negative thoughts about yourself or self-doubt, it is almost impossible for you to live up to your highest potential. In Biology of Belief, Dr. Bruce Lipton explains how these false or limiting beliefs develop and come to reside in your subconscious before you are 6 years old, when your brain is not fully developed and your left and right hemispheres are not communicating or not communicating well. You interpret events or situations as truth. And once these are determined as truth, they become part of your makeup and control your behavior. But really, what do we understand about the world before we are six? In my case, I can honestly say not much. But how to get rid of these subconscious truths? Well, there are several very powerful ways to eliminate limiting beliefs. And I will have experts on the show to help show you the different ways to identify, clear, and replace these thoughts with thoughts that will serve you better. As Rumi reminds us, you were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. So for the Future Raider shows, just to kind of recap, we will talk about holistic body-mind healing. We'll talk about issues of your physical and energetic health, health of the mind, like mental reprogramming, and health of the spirit, like spiritual awakening and spiritual awareness, all with the center of energy medicine. I would like to focus on the higher levels of emotional and vibrational states, peace, love, and joy. I would like to discuss tools for an amazing life. I would like to discuss tools for a radiant life. So, in ending, I hope that this interests you for the next year, that this program is something that you'll continue to listen to and that you will get inspiration for on many levels. Please feel free to contact me at radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook page for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. Please come by and like it, and let's start a community. I think that's important that we talk to each other. I do all the talking on these shows, or my guest and I do talking, but we don't hear from you. I want an opportunity to hear from you, and then we can bring those questions up. Also, feel free to call me during these shows. I mean, for this one, I am pre-recording it. That's why I didn't invite people today. But for most part, I try to do them live. So I'm very blessed that you have joined the show, that you've listened. I hope that you have learned something, and I hope to take us to even a higher level next year, for this whole year. Please feel free to let me know what you want to hear about, how this is touching your life, and any ideas that you might have, or if you hear of different people that you think would be great on the show, I'm welcome to that too. I'm getting all kinds of information about that. So I expect miracles to happen with all of us. Live radiantly. God bless.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.